Sight some lads and lassies attend unto my fame. It's of a beautiful fair one was he sunned in her prime. Her cheeks they were a rosy red, admired by all around, and they called her Bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town. Now Henry he'd been a Highland lad, courting her he came. When her parents came to know, they were angry he had the same. Young Henry being offended, he unto her did say, "Rise up, my bloomin' Caroline, for we must go away. Go to London time, to London with great speed. And when that we're in London, we'll live happy there indeed." She gathered up her costly clothes, the stars came tripping down, and away went bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh time. They were not long in London, but scarce a half a year, when cruel-hearted Henry on her did prove severe. "Your friends and your parents, well, they oft-times on me frown. Make no delay, but beg your way back to Edinburgh town." This maiden grief with no relief into the woods is gone, to eat what fruit as she will find all on the bushes grown. And some take pity on her, while others on her frown. And some do say, "What made you stray from Edinburgh town?" She leaned her back against an oak, and she began to cry, to watch the small boats and the ships on the sea as they passed by. Three sighs she gave for Henry, "Why did you on me frown? Don't you mind the day we stole away from Edinburgh?" Her bonnet and cloak, likewise a note, she left upon the shore. And in this note these lines were wrote: "Alas, I am no more. I'm fast asleep all in the deep, the small fish wavering round. I was once the bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town." So come all ye tender parents, and never hinder love, for if ye do, hard fortune will surely on ye prove. For if ye do, hard fortune surely on your frown. For it broke the heart of Caroline from Edinburgh town. I was once the bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh.